920 at WNTR, Morning Team Radio Show, broadcasting live from St. Barnabas Medical Center in Livingston. And I'm here this morning with Danielle Haskins, Dr. Danielle Haskins, MD. She's a board-certified neurologist and the medical director, Comprehensive Stroke Center. She received her medical degree from the University of Cincinnati College of Medicine and completed her internship and residency at the University of Rochester, Strong Memorial Hospital. Good morning to you, Dr. Haskins.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing good. Good to have you with us on this Nurses Week. What are the signs and symptoms of a stroke?
So a stroke is the sudden disruption of blood supply to the brain, and it can cause symptoms of droopy face, slurred speech, weakness or numbness on one side of the body or another, loss of vision on one side or double vision, or sudden difficulty getting your words out or understanding what other people are saying to you.
What should you do if you think you or a loved one is having a stroke?
Call 911 immediately. Time is very important in stroke care. While you're waiting for the paramedics to arrive after you've called 911, don't give your loved one anything to eat or any medication. And just, if you can, get their medication list together.
Why is this so important to get that prompt attention?
So the earlier someone arrives to the hospital after having a stroke, the more treatment options we have available to us to try to reverse or limit the size of that stroke and the disability that results from it.
Now, you and I were talking off the air. I always thought strokes were, you know, for older people that happened to, but you're saying a lot of different ages.
It can occur at any age. It is more common in the older population. However, we see strokes in people in their 20s, 30s, even teenagers in some settings. So it's very important to be aware of the symptoms regardless of your age.
Wow. St. Barnabas Medical Center is a comprehensive stroke center. And why is coming to a comprehensive stroke center so important?
At a comprehensive stroke center, we have access to more advanced technology in order that that we can sometimes use to limit the size, particularly of larger strokes. In addition, we have the availability of neurointensive care. In fact, here all of our intensive care unit doctors are neurocritical care boarded, so that you can really receive the best care that's available.
And Dr. Haskins, how has the treatment of stroke changed over the years?
So 20 years ago, when people came in with a stroke, we used to say, well, give them an aspirin and we'll start with some therapy. And that was it. There was nothing we could really do about it in that early setting. Now we have treatments available to us where if people arrive very soon after their stroke, we can give them medications or do procedures to limit the size of that stroke in many cases, which has reduced the rate of death from stroke and has also reduced disability.
And is there anything else you'd like to add?
You know, when somebody's had a stroke, getting here early is key. However, the best thing to do is prevent it to begin with. So manage your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your blood sugar levels, exercise, eat healthily, stop smoking if you do, and don't start if you don't. And really, let's try to avoid having one altogether.
Good, good, good advice. Danielle Haskins, MD. Thank you so much for spending some time with us on the Nurses Week remote, St. Barnabas.
Thank you for allowing me to be here.
Nice to have you with us. We